Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Right now, it's time for the C Block starring Corey Majors.
Thank you, Joey, for turning on a microphone, because you know I'm too dumb to do it for myself.
Finally, the C Block.
You know what that means, Mike?
I ask you a question?
No, that's not. No.
Kind of.
It's the last hour of the show.
Thank God.
What? Hold on.
This is where we do our best work.
Every person out there, he's right. Every person out there that's working a job.
This is where we throw the pick six that gets dropped. Gallup gets wide open, but we get pressured in our face, so we can't make that throw. And then we get sacked, and then we don't know what to do.
I don't know what you're doing, Mike.
You do.
But this is every person that has a job right now.
We slide
is out
with
there
4 seconds left.
Looking at that last hour going, here it is. This is the last hour. I'm going to make it through this, and then I can go focus on my next day of work.
I'm at the post office, you know what I mean? Already.
All right, so.
The post office, that's what's, okay.
Mailing it in.
I have.
Oh, snap!
Corey, I thought he was going to say something about mailing cards. I fell for that.
We turn our attention. We will get to Michael Parsons' brother in a moment. We turn our attention to Robert Griffin III.
Oh.
Who we've been kind of tracking. I've been tracking this for a while now.
Okay.
Every week he points out how if you outrush your opponent,
right,
you are more likely going to win the game.
Every play.
And Mike, I don't agree with that necessarily, but I think being good at both running and throwing the football is important. And I don't know how much Mahomes, like, I got to go look and factor in the percentage of yards he gets for his team rushing on a weekly basis. Because it's not like he runs, you know, like Lamar Jackson.
Yeah.
He rushes just enough to add maybe that extra that's going to get you over the top in rushing yards per week. That being said, he says that I think 75% of teams that outrush their opponents are going to win the games. I take you to Philadelphia, New York.
Oh.
Do you know who won the rushing battle in Philadelphia against New York?
Philadelphia?
Philadelphia ran for 268 yards.
Yeah, their backup
yards.
Running back ran for 112. Gainwell or whatever his name is. And Miles Sanders, he impressed his mommy, and he got 90 yards, I think. So,
268 yards for Philly, 118 for the Giants.
Whoa.
Kevin, that's a win.
Yes,
for
that
the rushing,
makes sense.
The rushing team. Cincinnati against Buffalo.
I'm just going to default and pick the winning teams. I'm going to go with Cincinnati.
Mike, your thoughts?
Buffalo can't run to save their lives.
That's true. Cincinnati 172, Buffalo 63. And that's a problem for Josh Allen because he has to be everything for that team. And then so his numbers decline and everything's put on him where he can't lean on anything. San Francisco versus Dallas.
Oh, Dallas did it.
I'm going to stick. I'm gonna
113 yards for San Francisco and 76.
I thought about you because they showed the stat. I don't know if you picked this up. I don't know how much time was left. Let's say 10 minutes in the game. And they're like, San Francisco has 79 rushing yards. And I'm like, Corey's number's not going to come true.
Oh, yeah.
Remember you said, like, Cowboys win because, and you're like, they got to hold them under 80 yards. And
yeah.
I was like, dang it, they're at
79. And they didn't. They couldn't do
and
it.
There's most of the fourth quarter left.
Yeah, they couldn't do that part of it. So San Francisco wins. Kansas City versus Jacksonville.
I'm going to say Kansas City. I feel like I know where this is going, but
Jacksonville.
Push. Both of them ran for 144 yards
exactly?
in the game. Exactly? Exactly 144 yards. Maybe, I don't know, maybe 144 and a half or something. I don't know.
Figure it out.
But, Kevin, that total would mean that 75% of the teams that outran their opponent won over the weekend.
Wow.
So Robert Griffin III has, like, I think it's a matter of being balanced enough, but also having something that you can strike big with. San Francisco strikes big with their defense.
Yeah.
And they can run the ball. And then they were moving the ball in other ways. They had a very lucky, hey, we didn't see the illegal man downfield situation.
I have another analytic question for you, Corey, during the C block.
Okay.
Is I wonder this, because you're not going to have this number. I wonder when you have the lead in the fourth quarter, what's the percentage of run plays that you run versus the team that's losing? What's the percentage of their run plays?
I'm going to go look at that, because you can look at there. I've been able to break it down, Mike, because you've asked this question about the NBA and fourth quarter points for Luka versus, you know, like, and all the rest of the players. And Luka is pretty high up in regards of scoring in the fourth quarter.
6.2 at last I look, but he averages like 16 points or whatever in the first quarter.
I think I was surprised to find that Tony Pollard was like second leading rusher in the fourth quarter.
Oh.
And that does have to do with, is that a time when people think you're going to throw and they're protecting that? And they just get caught off guard. So there is a lot of that to go along with it. So that does play in. Terrence Parsons, we'll get to in just a moment.
Brother of Micah. It's really his brother?
Yes.
Oh.
And he's on Twitter.
Oh, dear.
Should we do it now?
Yeah.
All right. Saw this. He doesn't have a ton of followers.
Okay. His brother?
I mean, this is Twitter right here. I went to the internet and looked up. He has a brother named Terrence Parsons. He is a Madden streamer from Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. And there's his Twitch. Yeah, that's him. He retweeted Will Cain's "I love Dak, but it's hard to come to the conclusion that we've hit Dak's ceiling."
Okay.
Or hard not to come to that conclusion. He retweeted Clarence Hill. CeeDee Lamb was the entire offense. Gallup had no catches, a lack of weapons outside. He retweeted, "Hear me when I say, Dak did not play well today." He retweeted, "If you squint, you can see where Dallas wins this game. Dan Quinn certainly had the defensive game plan. Dak Prescott wasn't good enough." He retweets many, many times, "Dak Prescott not being the best." He also has a tweet where he says, once you make the playoffs,
him and Tad should go to dinner.
You need four good to great games as a QB.
Yeah.
He's going to get it right, but I really want to change at offensive coordinator. And there are some other things as well, too. I believe there are some deleted tweets that I did not happen to capture.
We only had Odell Beckham.
But that being said, Mike, I find this interesting. Because he and Micah may have complete different perspectives on this. Or Micah could be at, you know, dinner talking about, "Hey, you know, I'm really frustrated by this."
Yeah.
And then you take that frustration vent as, "Oh, man, I got to protect my brother or my sister or whatever." And I know this because, Kevin, you and I had a situation that popped up and my sister and mom wanted to go defend me at every single thing. And I was like, you don't need to get in this argument. This is for me. Let me do this.
It was with the bike thing for sure. I remember, because all these people were making up all this nonsense and saying these things. Yeah, my mom said to me, she goes, "Well, I'm about to get on social media and tell them all blah, blah, blah." And I was like, "No, you're not."
Mm-hmm.
"You're not going to say anything. And we're just going to sit here and wait the idiots out."
If you were a high level athlete, and Mike, you played at the highest level possible.
Super high level.
You played at Major League Baseball level. That is the...
In your face, everybody listening. You played Major League Baseball.
Would you ask your family to not tweet things in your defense, or to not tweet these kinds of things? Would you be like, "Hey, that's not a good look for me"?
You know me. I would say, "You guys need to shut up and shut up now."
Okay.
Because it's not fair, because I might not believe those things. But the problem is, Even if I did believe those things, if I wanted him out in public, I would say it.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then the other thing, too, is now I don't believe those things, but you're making people believe that I do believe those things.
I will go out on this in this world and say, I'm just going to assume that this is a guy who's he's a streamer. He has opinions. This is the way he feels about it, and it has nothing to do with Micah. I'm going to assume that. But when I see it, and he's like, hey, I want to change the offensive coordinator, I'm like, man, he's one of us. First off, but at the same time, I have that feeling, but I will go ahead and assume Micah has nothing to do with it, and I'll leave it at that for the moment.
And from the 682, that's weird that you tell your mom what to do just in this situation. And I think, especially if you have like that, I mean, clearly Micah's on a million bajillion percent different level, but when you have kind of like a public job, people do drag you for what, like, think about, you know, Mahomes.
There were death threats.
Yeah. Yes.
And I don't want my mom dealing with a death threat because she's trying to defend me for something.
The bike people threatened to kill our children.
Yeah.
That is a thing that happened. And I do not want to include any other people in that whenever possible. But otherwise, I never tell them.
Oh, man. Somebody did point out that Mike played at the higher level when he was in the Olympics. So
only
man.
Qualifiers.
But even still, you have a bronze medal. All right. And then the last thing, Kevin. This is where I really wanted to get to this story. Okay. Nick Sirianni.
Ah, Mr. Jaundice.
Said that he ate Little Caesar's pizza during the Cowboys and Niners game the other day. And Little Caesar's Pizza is
the poor pizza.
Mike, it is the NFL's official sponsor for pizza.
I'm just glad somebody else said that, and that's not on me.
Did you say a poor pizza?
Yeah.
Oh.
It doesn't taste good, but it's $6, and you can get two pepperonis for 12 and get them to your kids fast and then be done with it.
877-881-1053. More controversial, what Mike just said. Or Kevin's pizza roll take. That being said,
I think I'm just saying, Corey, if you're at a family event or function or whatever, and they get you Little Caesars, it lets you know. As opposed to
what are you talking about?
It does.
Yeah, kids' birthday parties. You go to Little Caesars and you go, I need 6 cheese pizzas and I need 6 pepperonis. They're like, here you go. Except for the bad Little Caesars, you're like, nothing's hot and ready here. How are you in business? It's your only thing. You're not creating quality. You're creating fast quantity. Create your fast quantity now.
And so Nick Sirianni, he coaches in Philadelphia. And doesn't that area have good pizza?
But don't
like
you
the Chicago's and all that?
Don't you think he's just corporate shilling it right there? He's like, hey, there's nothing I like better than watching a football game with Little Caesars and Bud Light.
Little Caesars. Did they make up Detroit style? I'd never heard in my life. I've heard of Chicago, and I've heard of New York. And they're like, we got Detroit style. And I'm like, that makes all the sense in the world. Little Caesars got Detroit style pizza.
I wonder if Joey knows about this too, but when we went up to Michigan, I'm about to flex too, is the Detroit style was everywhere. And so everyone has embraced that. But the highlight of my son's trip up there, because we went to go visit Michigan and Michigan State, we got to go into the world headquarters for Little Caesars.
What?
It's
the world headquarters.
Because
is there a huge like globe with Little Caesar standing on top of it, spinning on top of the building?
It wasn't spinning, and it wasn't a whole building. It was like part of a building complex. That lets you know also that you got the cheaper pizza. So we went into the Little Caesar. Yeah, but it was like the Little Caesar's pizza guy. Oh, is it Nero? So we went in there because my son and his friends love Little Caesars. Why?
Mm-hmm.
Because it's hot and ready and cheap. Mike's right about that.
It absolutely is the pizza of middle schoolers and high school boys.
Yes. And so his friends are like unironically obsessed with Little Caesars. So we walked in and opened the door. And apparently the door was only open at that moment because they were doing like a meeting down there.
I just walked in.
And the door was open. I have a philosophy.
It's a $6 meeting.
If I'm not supposed to. Grocery store once too.
Yes, I did. If I'm not supposed to be there, why isn't the door locked? Hey. And so.
What makes Detroit-style pizza Detroit-style pizza?
They put the sauce on top, then throw the toppings on top of that.
So the cheese goes on the bread?
Yeah.
It's like dough? Cheesy bread, and then the sauce goes across the top of that.
Oh, Detroit style.
Is so we went in there and the person at the front desk goes, "Can we help you?" And I was like, "Oh yeah, we just kind of wanted to check it out and take a picture." And they go, "We're not open to the public right now."
Do you think
now.
That was intentional, or do you think they forgot to do the tomato sauce? They threw the cheese on and they're like, "Oh crap, we're about to put it in the oven and we forgot." Just throw it on top. Who cares?
I could see that. Detroit they're like, style. "Hey, this is pretty good. Let's call it Detroit style." And I go, "Oh yeah, my son just wanted to take a picture." And then the guy like saw my kid and he goes, "All right, make it quick." And so my son, like, because they had one of those like holographic globes spinning on the floor and it did look pretty neat. And so my son took a picture, and then you have no idea how much credibility this might show you about his friend group. I don't know how impressed they were that he was at the Little Caesars World headquarters.
From the 972. "Forget you guys on Little Caesars. We know it's cheap and trash, but sometimes you want that. You want it." I can't read the last part.
Oh, for sure. Don't pretend like in your life, whether it's pizza or whatever else, you've never said cheap and trash. That's fine. That goes across all spectrum.
100%. It's ready. It's ready to eat.
It's hot.
Yeah. That.
I've never gotten the hot and ready pizza and it been cold. Although I will give them that.
Okay.
It's been ready and it's been warm.
I've been to Little Caesars though multiple times and they're like, "We don't have any like ready." And I'm like, "That's your whole thing.
You serious?"
Yeah.
How can you not have any? It says it all the time, every commercial.
Yeah. And there's one over kind of in between downtown Dallas and Bishop Dunn, which would be South Dallas, that they really struggle to have anything hot and ready. I don't know how you guys are Little Caesars.
Mike, I was in my car when this happened at Golden Chick once. I thought I was going to fall out of my chair, out of my seat. I could hear, sometimes you can hear the drive-through in front of you. And the lady tried to make her order, and they said over the speaker, she goes, "I'm sorry, we're out of chicken right now. Somebody just ordered an 8-piece. I almost died laughing. And then a lady, she was right on top of it because she goes, "You know what? If an 8-piece is going to take y'all out of commission, you should probably do something else." I laughed so hard because she made a very valid point. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, NFL executive predictions for 2023. Will any of these things actually happen? We'll do it next right here on The Fan.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Near corner, now Tage Thompson. Far side scores! What a pass! And Owen Power's first of the year is an overtime winner in Dallas as the Sabres pick up two.
Boo! Jason Robertson scores another goal. I believe Joe Pavelski.
We still beat him in the finals.
That is true. Back in 99, Joe Pavelski with a pair of assists. The Stars lose to the Sabres 3-2. In overtime, so you do still get the point, which is very important because, Joey, I have to admit, like, the Central Division is really good. I've been surprised at the separation the Stars and Jets have created. Now, if you want to argue some of that is artificial because of how many games in hand the Wild and Avalanche still have, I would be willing to listen to that, but you have created a cushion there.
Yeah, that is for sure. It is pretty surprising. Stars have gotten some help because the Avalanche have been just hurt pretty much all year long. So hopefully they don't, you know, come back into the conversation in the top two, but they definitely could because they're only a couple points behind the Wild, I believe, who are sitting at third in the Central Division. But
one point.
See, that's how close they are. And they've been, you know, hurt for most of the year, like I mentioned. So, yeah, I mean, it's Wild. The Stars and Winnipeg are pretty similar, right? They get great goaltending.
Yep.
And they usually score enough to win on most nights. Stars are terrible in OT, 3-8 now, I believe, which is weird because, you know, last season they were incredible. It's kind of one of the statistics that flip-flops every other year. And right now they're just terrible in 3-on-3 and they can't seem to get the job done.
I needed it to be like turnovers where that carried over and they like the Cowboys and they were like still really good in the close game.
Just stop whining about a regular season, Kevin.
I'm not whining.
Enjoy the regular season.
I'm ready for the playoffs.
Right. When we get to the playoffs, then you can get upset. But don't just enjoy the regular season and watch out for the Oilers, all right?
I will.
The Oilers.
Watch out for the Edmonton Oilers. Is the good news,
Connor McDavid.
I'm so proud right now.
It's a great point.
In addition to picking up a point last night, and we talked about even with that negative record in for a while, it was one goal games across the board, but now overtime and shootouts is Dallas Stars still have more points than anybody in the Western Conference. Just be glad we play in the West this year as opposed to the East where Boston thinks playing these feeble other teams is stupid.
I can't believe Boston has a good team in their city. That's probably going to win it all.
They have the best record, and it's not like they padded at the beginning of the year. They're crushing folks
right now.
So they're
going to win the Stanley Cup?
It took them like 35 games to lose in regulation at home.
Yeah.
Are they any good at basketball, Boston?
Yes, they're really good at basketball.
They have one of, I think, five teams as a chance to win it all there. And
they are the odds-on favorite to win.
The Bruins are going to win the Cup. NHL.
Yeah, they blow everybody out.
And you know it's not going to be the Maple Leafs because they're the NHL Cowboys. Yeah, they'll make it to the conference semis, maybe.
Mike, do they have a good baseball team?
No.
No? Okay. They did sign Devers back for a big contract.
Trevor Story, Tommy John, done for the year. Lost Xander Bogaerts.
And their football
JD
team
Martinez,
stinks.
Where did Nathan Eovaldi go? Is he with the Red Sox?
He's with us!
He's the Rangers, baby.
And he's on USA, too.
My gosh. You're right about that.
I actually saw Michael Young yesterday, and I forgot he's a coach on Team USA. So he's getting prepared
That's super cool.
Mark DeRosa
to
take, hopefully, the United States on a deep run.
You want to get him on our show?
I don't know him that well.
I took a picture with him in California.
You know him.
Yeah.
That's because we started the tennis ball debate.
We did start a tennis ball. He remembered that, too.
Emily Jones and Michael Young were like, the hell it is that color? And they were like, it's a green or yellow. It was wild. All right. So I was reading this article from ESPN this morning, and if you think I'm kidding, the people in the locker room are heated about that.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Is NFL executive predictions for 2023? And I wanted to run down and see if any of these questions are of interest to you. Are you most interested in the fate of Tom Brady or Lamar Jackson?
Lamar Jackson, because I do think I'm on Reggie's final bandwagon. That is, he's been on it for 4 years now, but I'm finally on it. Tom Brady is done.
This is the
year. He might still
Tom
play.
Brady.
Yeah, but he's done. He
can't put it all together.
He can't be a top quarterback anymore. He's scared of contact, and when you get scared of contact, it's over.
I, too, am more interested in the Lamar Jackson saga than the Tom Brady soap opera, which has been – is this the longest-running soap opera in NFL history?
Days of Our Lives.
Or the Cowboys. Yeah, Yes. And that's just a catch-all kind of give-up right there for the Cowboys.
That's what we need to figure out. What are the longest-running soap operas in NFL history? Cowboys, Tom Brady –
in.
Okay.
I'll start.
Research.
Shut up and take my money. You've got it. Like, I'm sold. Is Lamar Jackson, and I brought this up a couple weeks ago, and I know some people were skeptical. Lamar Jackson to the Falcons seems to continue to build steam in some circles. So the exclusive franchise tag could put Jackson at $45 million, and they can still trade him and control the terms. Non-exclusive franchise tag would be $30 to $35 million, and then people can submit offers where they would have to give up 2 first-round picks. Do you think 2 first-round picks is a fair amount of compensation to give up from Lamar Jackson? Like, let's say you're the Falcons.
I say yes because of this too. I think we just talked about Tom Brady. I think Tampa's done. They hung on by a thread to go 8-9.
Okay.
Carolina, they don't look like they're in a good place either. And then New Orleans is a somewhat rebuilding team too. If you get Lamar Jackson in that division, I think you win 10 games minimum. I think as long as he's healthy. He does have to stay healthy for 16 or 17 games. I think you win 10 to 12 games. And then I don't know this because he is a unique quarterback. He's not anything like we've seen before. Obviously, the closest is Michael Vick. But is he the best quarterback in the NFC? If he goes from the AFC, where they're all the best quarterbacks are over there, if he transitions to the NFC, is he the best quarterback in the NFC? Or is Jalen Hurts the best quarterback? Right now, probably people would say Jalen Hurts is the best quarterback in the NFC. Not left, like out of all the quarterbacks. And that's sad for the NFC.
It is.
But if I'm Lamar Jackson, I am looking to get out of the AFC, out of the Joe Burrow, Patrick Mahomes, you know, Herbert, Allen, that whole thing, Trevor Lawrence now. I would just be like, I got to get out of this. If I can get to the NFC, I think for 5 years, I might be able to dominate that conference.
Okay. Interesting point. For Tom Brady, since not as much interest there, if Tom Brady plays, executives seem to feel like the steam is building up for him to go to the Las Vegas Raiders.
Stupid.
Aaron Rodgers or Derek Carr, who holds your interest more there?
Aaron Rodgers, even though I do think he's just going to go back to Green Bay.
Yeah, I don't think there's much new there. Okay. So I'll say Derek Carr because that's intriguing for me.
Derek Carr will sign with the Texans. Do you think...
like his brother.
That is true. Do you think that would be a one and done so we can get Bryce Young, Will Levis, CJ Stroud, whoever, ready to go? Or do you think they're like, you know what? Let's see what we can do.
I like this question, and I'm going to ask this question to Corey. Do you think that that would be best for the quarterback to not play him
which
as rookie year?
Oh, the
whoever they draft, whichever quarterback they choose.
In Houston, yes. They don't have a good enough team around him yet.
That would destroy David Carr.
Yeah, like that would be my concern is can they keep him upright, and do they have all the right pieces as they go in that first year of coaching? The first year with a new head coach, I don't know. They don't have that one yet. So as they're trying to figure that out, I absolutely think that would be the best option is to have some. Now, problem is, Derek might play good enough to kind of leave you in a weird position of do we keep running with this guy or do we try to trade him? But that could be a good position too.
Just play like the Raiders guy this year and you'll be fine. He's horrible.
The thought out there, actually, I'm going to get to that in 1 second. Is that Aaron Rodgers, perhaps keep an eye on the Jets or the Colts? I can't wait if he went to the Jets for that line from Zach Wilson to come back up, as I'm going to make any vet's life a living hell.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to be like, shouldn't you be binge-watching MILF Manor? Like, that's what he's going to be doing.
I cannot. I am going home, and I am DVRing the heck out of this thing.
The Rams and the Raiders will make big trades.
Rams, Raiders. Rams have nothing left to trade. Well, unless they're unloading. Unless they quit, but I don't think they are. With Donald coming back, Stafford coming back, Coach coming back, I think that they have to just go, I hope all of our old guys stay healthy and somehow get back to a year ago.
What do they trade? I don't think the Raiders will. Unless they trade Devontae Adams to Dallas. The Raiders love trading receivers to the Cowboys.
Why do we do that?
What?
So Jerry doesn't do anything anymore. Steven doesn't do that. Devontae Adams is great.
I'll do that. Would you want Darren Waller?
No, he's injured all the time. But I don't think they're trading Carr. Because in my opinion, Carr's like what he needs to do is just say, just cut me.
So he's going to try to leverage that?
That would be my approach. Y'all can either pay me or cut me. It's your decision. Good luck. That's what I would do.
What about Jalen Ramsey? Because, like, I hear what you're saying, Mike, is you'd have to kind of tear it all down. But Jalen Ramsey is somebody that I think would generate quite a bit
still
of
really
interest.
Good. Yes, he's still really good at the position.
And he's 28. He'll be 29 about midway through the season.
Yeah.
Hear what you're saying, even though I turned my mic off, because I found on my thing a preview of MILF Mania.
You are not even paying attention anymore.
Well, you guys shouldn't have brought this up.
But you're bringing up at least the second episode because it said previously on to begin with.
This is
horrible. I only committed to watching the first episode.
I'm only going to watch the first episode too, but I've already gone, oh no. I think some of these women have been on other shows.
Okay. Joe Burrow and Justin Herbert will get paid $50 million plus per year. Now, I understand they're still under their rookie deal, and obviously they'll both have their fifth-year options picked up, but now's the time you can start negotiating the long-term deal as well.
50.
Aaron Rodgers, $50.3 million.
It seems like if I'm Joe Burrow, I'm waiting for that $60 million to roll up on me. Like he's going to win a Super Bowl.
50.3.
He's going to win a Super Bowl.
Okay, well then that's fine. I mean, as long as it's just 0.3.
I was just clarifying. You'd give it to Burrow before you would Herbert,
absolutely,
right? Not that I don't think Herbert is pretty good. I'm still there, but
I think the coaching in that organization's miserable still.
Okay.
But, I mean, and there's nobody there to like grow him out of some of his very bad habits.
A couple more for y'all. Andy Reid wins the Super Bowl and retires? ?
No. I think that dude's going to just go as long as he can and just continue to coach as long as he's alive.
Great question.
He loves hamburgers.
Who decided on all these face surgeries for these women on this show?
That is not related to what we were talking about.
That is a great question. Andy Reid wants to know, as an older man, what's up with these face surgeries?
I'll tell you, I'm amazed you even picked up any keywords from what we were just talking about. I did not think you had any idea what the question was. And then finally, will Brock Purdy and Trey Lance legitimately battle it out for QB1?
Or do you think say it the way you originally said it.
Battle it out. I didn't really know what happened there.
I think that's a great question. I'm not going to talk any more about MILF Mania Manor. I'm intrigued by this.
You hide it so well,
Brock
Mike.
Purdy did not do enough against the Cowboys to make me go, all right, I know he's going to be a superstar quarterback. I was like, look, he didn't lose the game, but he didn't do really much to win the game, which is more than Dak did, right? Yeah. Dak did enough to lose the game. So I do want to see what he does on Sunday and possibly what he does in the Super Bowl. And then I want to see what Trey Lance looks like in training camp. So I can't trade either one of them. I wouldn't trade either one of them. I would right now have a competition. But if Brock Purdy wins the Super Bowl, I probably have to stick with him.
Yes. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, let's chit-chat with those fellas from the G-Bag Nation right here on 105.3 The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105.3 The Fan right now, courtesy of D&M Leasing. It is time for a chit-chat with the fellows from the G-Bag Nation. Gentlemen, how is you today?
Awesome, Higgy. How are you?
I'm doing good. Sometimes I'm amazed we get these shows on the air.
Me too.
Is there anything you guys really care about talking about? Because it's going to get hijacked by Mike's breakdown of MILF Manor, even though he hasn't actually seen an episode yet.
I just watched 3 whole minutes. It's weird, man.
God, it's hot. Weird. It was fascinating to hear you guys discussed that earlier and the education that I was getting on it. I had no idea. Walchuk dropped the name MILF Manor on the show yesterday, and I should have sunk more into it because it just kind of went over, and then you guys explained it. I'm like, wow, we're doing this show. And now I'm waiting for season one of the bungalow.
Sugar Daddy Bungalow.
Sugar Daddy Bungalow is amazing. So my wife.
Corey's going to be on it with his passes.
That's a
great idea. No, it's not.
Very good idea. No bad ideas right now.
At the risk of getting in trouble further with my wife, she was listening and she goes, why are you guys talking about MILF Manor? Did you call me out? And I said, I did, but then amazing things happened, and now I need to watch the first episode. Her response, hooray! So she's like, that's fine, as long as you're going to start watching the show, because I'll get into some of the shows she watches. Like, I remember we watched a whole season of America's Next Top Model. I was in, like, because I knew the story from beginning to end, and like semifinals, I'm like, that's ridiculous. How do you pick that lady or that guy? I was furious. And just, so she thinks I'm going to get into this.
Because of their looks or because of like the techniques?
There's a whole lot of things. It was more than just their looks.
They were sitting down. I just saw 3 minutes of an episode there. And the son is sitting down with his mom.
Told you.
And said,
like, casting couch?
You're too closed off. You need to be more opened up to like these relationships with these guys that are here who are 23 to 28 years old, and the moms are 45 to 60 years old whatever. And I'm like, son should never tell mom, mom, you need to open yourself up more to these young guys.
Pause. Yeah. Tom Green's character did in Freddy Got Fingered, by the way, because his dad was such a bad guy. He was like, you need to go on vacation and sleep with Greeks. And the next thing you know, they cut to a scene where his mom is with Shaq. It's amazing.
Oh, my God.
That's amazing.
That's your favorite movie. It's Kevin's least favorite movie.
This is wild. We'll have to agree to disagree on that.
Over the weekend, my son goes, yeah, Freddy Got Fingered is Gavin Dawson's favorite movie. And I was like, do you know that? He's like, I listen to G-Bag. I was like, this is wild.
That's our guy.
Wild world,
we
dude.
Love him.
He's awesome.
And have you interviewed Tom Green before?
No, I don't.
Would that be a bucket list for you?
Yeah, that'd be great.
If he's at the Super Bowl, everybody clear out. Like, don't take Tom Green away from
him. It's a one-on-one. We're just going to back up.
When Tim sends the Tom Green email, we're all going to be jumping in that thing real quick.
No, RJ's going to say, simmer down now. Got him.
Well, so Joey has seen the trailer. You've seen the trailer. So, like, how hot are these MILFs?
I didn't think they were very good looking.
Well, we played the audio, and Brian was making fun of the voices. It was when you were out.
It needs to address.
Yeah, I played it for G-Bag, the trailer.
Yeah. Well, it was the smoky, raspy voice.
Yes.
Oh, I'm so happy to be here.
It's that deal.
I'm looking for a young guy to hang out with. Yeah.
You know, and I'm like,
their face surgeries just to me are horrible.
Oh my God, Mike.
Did I do wrong there? I'm sorry.
No, but what about the
moms?
No,
that was spectacular.
Yeah. The moms have had bad face surgery. And I just
Okay, bad face surgery. You think they go back to those doctors and say, "What? What's you know, what?"
This is also.
Do you still get to keep your license?
I think
seriously,
I
if you got like overly, like if you have a bad face, like you do sometimes, you fall down that rabbit hole. You fall down that rabbit hole of like celebrities that face have gone bad or surgeries have gone bad.
Seen that.
And then you keep clicking it. It's like, oh, that's awful. Do the doctors get to keep practicing?
Well, it's another TLC show. Mickey.
Oh my God! I bet it is.
Like, it is another show. You, like my surgery went wrong.
You also need to recognize this is season one. Once all the other MILFs out there see like the fun that they're having, they're gonna say all the real hot ones will show up.
I guess to Brian's point, I need to see these women's face before surgery to see if they did do a better job.
Yeah, I'll check back at like season three, season four. Yeah, some of these women aren't too bad. Some of these women aren't horrible.
Are you doing this too, Dawson?
Yeah, Dawson's not horrible.
Because you got Kelly Clarkson, and then you got Carrie Underwood. I mean, just think about that.
Yeah, I was pumped about the show. I didn't know that the Suns were going on the show with them, though. This is an interesting twist and makes it a bit weird. Good.
All I know is that it came up because it was on our DVR, and it just said MILF Manor. I was like, uh-oh, did I accidentally push record on something? And then...
Accidentally.
And then I asked my wife, I go, hey, what the hell is this? And she goes, oh, yeah, I recorded it. If it's a trash reality show, you know...
What makes you think that?
Hey, look, if there's love to be had on an island, she's there for it. And she goes...
So is my wife.
Yeah, exactly. And she likes him because she can just leave the room and come back like however minutes later. And she's like, I got the general idea. I know what's still going on.
Y'all are suckers. Your wives all watch the Love Islands. My wife just watched the serial killer podcast.
Don't rip on Love Island, man. Oh.
So I think she could figure out how to get away
Love
with
Island
it
UK point. Is some entertaining television.
What makes that one perhaps the superior accents. To the Americans?
It's the accents. Okay. Yeah, well, and sure. I don't know. They're more entertaining, I think, than the Americans.
Do you have the British Siri on your phone or whatever?
No,
I have the Australian one.
I just never use Siri.
He knows all.
I changed it because of
Corey. I like to get my fingers
on my phone.
Like to work my fingers.
Gotcha. Like the Mets doctors.
It is 1:52 in the afternoon, for goodness sakes.
Hey, that's a good start, you know?
We don't need time checks. We know what time it is.
I don't know if everybody in this room does know what time it is.
Everybody's still in school.
Yeah, Joey, get it together.
Party time.
Do you have a sports question?
Yeah, what's your sports question?
I probably did. I forgot what our sports question was.
No, I don't think Zeke's going to get, you know, restructured. I think they're just going to let him go.
Is this the end for Tyron?
I think so, too. Brian?
Mavs win tonight.
Okay.
Porzingis, I think, is out, so we're probably going to lose by 20.
Because that's what happened.
No, we'll probably win. Right. I do think we'll win, but in a weird way, we play our worst basketball when the best players sit out.
That is 100% true. Are you also brought us thinking that way about Zeke? Is not a readjustment, just might move on?
I think that you're to that point, yeah. I think that when you start to talk about, if you look at the overall structure of the cap and what they need to do, that maybe, yeah, it's, you know, and you got to look at the play. You got to look how that's all, you know, you could have two new running backs. I know we've done a lot of work. And by the way, you said it's your son? Corey, that's looking
in
the draft.
I'm excited.
Congratulations on that. It's really cool.
Knows my favorite movie.
Yeah,
great guy.
Yeah. So
yeah, he's winning today, isn't he?
But he's going to see some running backs in this draft, and I think the Cowboys, they've got just money that they have to spend in other areas. The Tyron Smith is interesting, but I wonder if you run it back, thinking that put Tyron Smith back at left tackle and then put Tyler Smith at left guard, are you a better team? Now again, we'll have the same discussions. Mike always said Oxnard about when is he going to get hurt? Is Tyron Smith going to get hurt?
Is Terrence Steele 100% going to be back like in August and practicing?
Yeah, there's every indication that how hard and stuff that he works. The medical staff is very confident in him.
What do you find, fellas, got coming up on the program today?
Pure Gold as always. Hagee, thanks for asking.
Nice.
Brian Baldinger at 4.
Woo, looking forward to it. Roll home about Micah not being out. Yeah, he is sad. Roll home with the G-Bag Nation. We have been the KNC Masterpiece. Make your way back with us tomorrow. I'm not promising MILF Manor reviews. I'm not promising that won't happen. But I know Derek Holland will be here. So tune in.
Oh, he's definitely getting on.
I know what I'm doing when I go home.
2 p.m. right here on 105.3 The Fan.
Say don't settle, Kevin.
Don't settle.
MILF Mania! Manner.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.